Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational coaching and consulting program for people who want to build a additional retirement income stream. We call it a second income stream using real estate. We have people join who have never owned rental real estate before, and we have members who join who now have over 20,000 apartment units. So we are helping people at every level of real estate investing. Today I want to talk about passive investing for those of you who have money sitting in an IRA and you're speculating in the stock market with mutual funds and just not getting the rates of return that you want, or you just don't like the volatility of the stock market. You're worried there's going to be a correction. There's all kinds of reasons we're seeing an influx of people at Total Wealth Academy with IRAs and 401ks that want to buy real estate with their IRA and 401k instead of, you know, conventional investments, which are really speculation. First, I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can use your IRA and 401k without tax and penalty to invest in these syndications where we are buying self-storage complexes, apartment complexes, hotels, strip shopping centers, senior living facilities, anything that produces cash flow. And that's really how I define an investment. An investment produces cash flow. Speculation is when you buy low to sell high. In other words, you buy it, you wait for it to go up in value, you sell it, and that's how you make money. This is the mantra of the poor and the middle class. They think, buy low, sell high. That's how you make money. And while buying low and selling high is important, it's more like the icing on the cake. The cake is cash flow. That's what changes your life. When you build a second stream of income, let's say your bills are $5,000 a month. That's everything. Car note, house note, electric, gas, water, $5,000 a month. And you go out and buy some real estate that produces you $10,000 a month. When do you have to go back to work? You don't. Your bills are $5,000. You're bringing in $10,000. You're done. You're retired. So the first thing that's important to note is that this has nothing to do with age. Everybody thinks retirement is about being a certain age. No, retirement is as soon as your passive income meets and exceeds your wants and needs. There's people in their 20s that have achieved this already. Many people in their 30s, a lot in their 40s, the majority are in their 50s or 60s because people don't wake up until 35, 40 when they hit middle age. And they go, 2 times 35 is 70, 2 times 40 is 80. You know, they go, wow, I'm halfway there and I'm nowhere near success. Most people at 35 or 40 wake up and they go, man, I gotta do something different. And that's how they end up at Total Wealth Academy. So with your IRA and 401k, all it's called is self-directing, self-directed IRA, self-directed 401k. And all that means is you're in charge. You're taking control of your money. Right now, most of you are not really taking control of your money. You're in conventional investments like mutual funds, because you thought that's all you could do. For most people, this is the first time they've ever heard that they could buy real estate with their 401k or IRA. So these optional, there's a better word for it, types of investments like real estate, self-storage, apartment complexes, and so on, are becoming more and more and more and more popular, primarily because the rate of return is usually 3 to 10 times as much as what you would make with mutual funds. The stock market over the last 75 years has produced a 7.5% rate of return. We're in the 20s, 3 times as much. And it cash flows. So you can pay your bills with it. You can take a vacation with it. You can buy a new car with it, buy a nicer house. It's amazing. Cash flow is what changes your life. That's the cake. The cash flow is the cake. The icing is the appreciation, equity buildup, forced appreciation, things like that. So what I want to do is we're going to look at a little 100-unit apartment complex. This is based off of an actual deal, but I rounded all the numbers off to the nearest zero, basically. We bought this thing for like 4.2 something. I'm saying we bought it for $4 million. Our rehab was like $1.3 million. I'm rounding that down to $900,000. The reason I am is so that these numbers are easy to understand, because what I want you to learn today is how commercial real estate allows you to change its value through your efforts, not waiting on the market to raise the value. See, with single family, when you buy a single family home, appreciation is based on the marketplace, almost 100%. You have to wait 20 years for that to double in value. In this scenario, I'm going to show you how we doubled the value of this apartment complex in 2 years, not 20 years, in 2 years, and how we made hundreds of percent rate of return for our families. And I'm going to show you this from the passive investor's point of view. You have two people in there. It is the limited partner and the general partner. The limited partners put up the money. The general partner runs the property. They're also known as the sponsor. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening. That it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about passively investing with your IRA, 401k. Remember that you can use personal funds as well. Any money that you have pretty much can be used to do what we do. The minimum investment on one of these deals is $50,000, and I'm going to show you a deal where everybody put up $100,000. There's no limit to how much you can put in one deal. this particular deal is important because, again, we doubled the value of the property in really under 2 years. It was about 18 months, but it took us a while to get it refinanced to really see the benefits of it. So let's first look at it from the purchase situation, meaning what do we pay for it, what was the rehab, and so on. In this case, we picked it up for about $4 million. The first question you probably have is, well, for those of you with experience, you're going, wow, that's kind of cheap. Why was it so cheap? $900,000 in deferred maintenance. $900,000 of necessary repairs to make this property perfect. In other words, it was a piece of crap. A guy had, and I don't know whether he was originally set out to be a slumlord or whether he just mismanaged it, but anyway, it was pretty much a slum. You know, we had 60 vacant units. The rents were $150 to $200 a month below market. There were thugs, drug dealers, prostitutes in the property. And as a result, the net operating income, NOI, net operating income on this particular property was only about $400,000 a year. Now, to determine the value of a commercial property, you use the NOI, the net operating income. So keep this in mind. If you increase the net operating income, you increase the value of the property. Generally speaking, $1 in additional revenue, additional net operating income, raises the value of the property $17. So do the math. If you raise the income by $100,000 a year, what does that do to the value of your real estate? It increases the value of your real estate by $1.7 million. See why we love this game? It's insane. And it happens all the time. This is what I'm showing you today has literally been done millions of times since 1776. I mean, millions. So what we do to determine the value of the property is you take your NOI and divide it by the capitalization rate. This is a rate, in my opinion, that is determined by the bank. You can say, well, I looked at a deal and it had a cap rate and the bank wasn't even involved. Well, let me tell you something. If you go to the bank and the cap rate's too low, they're going to turn you down. So guess what? They really determine it. They're not going to loan you on something with too low a cap rate. So in this particular case, we went to the bank with this deal. We said we need $4 million to purchase it, $900,000 to rehab it. We're going to have about $100,000 in closing costs. So we're all in at $5 million. Well, they took a look at the property and said, this is a piece of crap, guys. We're not doing this deal unless we get a high cap rate. In this case, they wanted an 8% cap rate, which is high. To determine the value of the property, you take the NOI, in this case $400,000 a year, and divide it by 0.08. When you do that, you come up with the number $5 million. So in this case, does it make sense when I say we paid full price for this property? Because what are we paying for it? $5 million. But it was worth it. That NOI made it worth it. But the reason I like showing this deal, this is one of many, is that did we have to steal this deal? No, we paid full price for it. So the bank gives us the loan. They basically say, look, we're going to want total out of pocket about 25% plus the closing costs. And that comes to about $1.5 million. How do we get the $1.5 million? Well, remember, there's two groups of people in this deal, the general partner or sponsor, and then the limited partners or passive investors. So the sponsor put up $100,000 of the $1.5 million. 14 other members of Total Wealth Academy put up $100,000 each. This could have been, again, in their IRA, in their 401k, or just cash. So there's where the $1.5 million comes from. So we raise the $1.5 million, and then we go close the deal. The action steps upon closing are as follows. We rehab the entire complex. Entire complex. We evict all of the bad tenants, the thugs, the drug dealers, the prostitutes. We get them out. We then lease all the vacant units. Remember, there were 60 of them. We rehab those 60 first. And we leased all the vacant units at the new market rental rate, which is between $150 and $200 a unit more than what they were paying. Then we raised the rents over time. This took about 18 months on all of the existing tenants. Those of you that are paying close attention, what is this doing to the NOI, raising the rents and leasing those 60 vacant units? It's increasing it, isn't it? Increasing it dramatically. The fifth thing that we did was we added a couple of laundromats. And again, the goal is raise the net operating income, which will raise the value of the property. So at the end of 24 months, we had a new net operating income. The new net operating income, remember when we bought it, it had $400,000 a year in NOI. 24 months later, our net operating income is $600,000 a year. We increased it by 50% in 2 years. Now, bear with me. Don't do the math yet. Some of you are ahead of me. And you're going, ooh, so you increased that value of the property, the value of the property by 50%. NOI goes up 50%. The value of the property goes up 50%. Mm-mm. It's more than that. And here's why. Is this a high-risk deal anymore? No. We've completely rehabbed it. We've gotten rid of all the bad tenants. It's a sweet deal now. So we go back to the bank and we say, look, we want to refinance this thing. They send their people out to look at the property. They come back and they go, wow, beautiful place now, 95% occupied, rents are full, market rents, you got a good NOI. We'll give you a 6% cap rate. $600,000 divided by 0.06 gives us a new value of $10 million. We doubled the value of that property in 2 years. Then we pull out, when we refinance it, $4 million. I hope you're paying attention to this because this is life-changing material, people. If you understand and you work hard in your brain to understand what I'm telling you. If you'd have had $1.5 million and bought this, your $1.5 million would now be worth $6.5 million. We're going to refinance it and pull out $4 million. In this particular scenario, the sponsor gets 25% ownership and he gets 25% of the refi. So the sponsor in the deal gets $1 million. The other 75% ownership goes to the passive investors, or $3 million. The investor rate of return in 2 years is 200%. That's 100% annually. How are your investments doing? All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've just gone through a deal where I showed you how passive investors make money at Total Wealth Academy. And in this particular case, they made about a 200% rate of return in 2 years, or 100% annualized. And I ask you, how are your investments doing? Are you getting something like this? If not, doesn't your family deserve to know how this works? Isn't this something you really would, I hate to put the guilt trip on you, but I'm going to do it. If you don't know how this works, you're doing a disservice to your family. Do you care? If you do, I highly recommend you attend our free sample class to see this in action so you know exactly what we're doing. Go to Total Wealth Academy. com, and there's a little button there, a yellow button that says free sample class or free course. Click that and get in here. Your family deserves rates of returns like this. You deserve rates of return like this. These are average people using their IRAs, their 401s, their regular cash to invest in investments that make triple, sometimes even 10 times as much as you're making today, speculating in the stock market or with gold or silver or Bitcoin. It's just, don't ever forget, 70% of the millionaires in the United States used real estate as their main investment. Now, let's look at a little deal, eight units. This particular deal is real easy to understand. Again, it was a piece of crap. They literally bought it for $215,000. They spent $165,000 in rehab. You know, it needed as much rehab as it cost, almost. There were some back taxes that had to be paid, and to the tune of about $5,000. We had about $20,000 in closing costs. So our all-in cost was about $405,000. The total out-of-pocket was about $120,000. The cash flow alone on this deal, just the cash flow, $24,000 a year, or a 20% rate of return. That's just the cash flow. When you take it to the next step, where you look at the value of the property after the rehab is done, it's a 462% rate of return. 462% rate of return. We'll say that took 2 years. It didn't take that long, but just so that's about a 231% rate of return annualized. So how are your investments doing? Are you getting a 231% rate of return? I would suggest for most of you the answer is no. Again, you deserve to know how this works. At least know how it works, so then you can make a conscious decision. I just don't want high rates of return. I'm going to stick with the stock market. Tough decision to make, in my opinion, but a lot of people do it. The majority of people do it. Majority of people just lazily give their money to a financial planner, lazily invest in the stock market instead of actually doing something with their life. So there's how commercial property works. I could go into deal after deal after deal after deal after deal. You know, I just scanned through another one I could have shown you. 232% rate of return in 2 years. So that's 116% annualized. And then I've got a case study here of a guy named Luis. What Luis did, he got screwed by corporate America, unfortunately, not until he had been in there for 25 years. But after 25 years, Exxon came in and just fired him. Then the stock market crashed. He lost a lot of his money, and he was all the way down to $130,000. He then said, and this is his exact words, he said, if I'm going to lose my money, I'm going to at least lose it trying to do something worthwhile. So he took 100 of his 130,000 and gave it to a sponsor, a guy named Robert. 10 years later, his $100,000 was worth $1.7 million, and he has somewhere around $120,000 a year in passive income. What's important to note about that is it took him 25 years to come up with $130,000. It only took him 10 years to make that into $1.7 million and $120,000 a year in passive income, which means he's never going to work another day in his life. This is the power of commercial passive investing. And these numbers work in self-storage, senior living, obviously apartment complexes, hotels, you name it. And some people have this fear because they've said it to me. They'll say, aren't you going to run out of apartment complexes to buy? No, because the same ones are bought and resold about every 5 to 7 years. So if there are 1,600 major apartment complexes in Greater Houston, they're constantly recycling, constantly being rehabbed and updated and doing what we just showed you. What I just showed you, I should say. So we're never at a loss for real estate to buy because it keeps coming back on the market. All right. Any questions on anything I've covered today? Now is the time to call. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Ask Steve, or just Steve, I'm sorry, @totalwealthacademy.com. And I'll try to answer your question live on the air. If I don't have time, then I will email you right after the show. I do have a couple of questions already. This is a finding off-market deals. We use realestateiq.co. Realestateiq.co. There you can find lists of homes for sale after death, homes for sale after a divorce, homes for sale from people who are moving, homes for sale from lazy landlords who don't know how to manage property, so they think it's a hassle and they want to get rid of it. You can find all kinds of off-market deals at realestateiq.co. So check that out, guy. And thanks for the email. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, Shiva, this next question on finding multifamily apartments, apartment complexes, how do we find these commercial deals? I don't even like the way I'm about to answer this, but it is a reality. They're traded, bought and sold, word of mouth. You've got to be in the business and you've got to be credible to find these things. People say, well, there's LoopNet. There's other websites that list commercial properties. Let me tell you something. If a property gets put on LoopNet or any other commercial website, it's because it's a bad deal. Because before any commercial property goes on one of those websites, it is shopped. Let's say I'm a realtor or broker, and I get a 200-unit apartment complex. I'm not going to put it on LoopNet. I'm going to call all my friends, my relatives, my investors, show them the deal first. If and only if all of them turn it down, I'm going to put it on LoopNet. Makes sense? By the time it gets to LoopNet, it's already been viewed probably by 5, 10, 15 people that have all turned it down. And boom, there you are on LoopNet. There it is on LoopNet. And you're looking at it. I'm sure a good deal gets on LoopNet once in a while, where people just miss the opportunity or something like that. But as a rule, it's word of mouth. You got to know people. So, Shiva, you need to join a real estate investor club like Total Wealth Academy and get around professional investors so that you can find the deal you're looking for. Okay. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We will talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Got an email from a listener yesterday I forgot to address. So let's address that right now. The first thing I want to bring up is, yes, our annual goal setting class is this evening from 6:30 to 8:30. If you do not have your goals written down, you are as much as 10 times less likely to achieve what you truly want out of life. What we do at this event is we get those goals written down. It's a very fun event. It's very, you know, I give it, so I'm kind of bragging here, but it's a fun event. There's a lot of funny things to talk about when it comes to setting goals. You're going to have to address every part of your life. Fitness, relationships, romance, sex, career, wealth. You got to write those things down. Any goal that you got to write them down. You know, again, I've read many different statistics. The highest is the one I'm going to go with, which is you're 10 times more likely to achieve goals that you have written down. Otherwise, you go through life kind of drifting. You get a flat tire, that changes your focus. You have a problem with your kid at school, that changes your focus. And because you don't have your goals written down, you get distracted. You get caught up, as Stephen Covey says, in the thick of thin things. You've got to have your goals written down if you're going to succeed. I don't know any successful person that can't tell you exactly what their goals are, who they're going to do them with, who they need on their team, where they're going to do them, and what the deadline is. They know these things. You need to know that too. So if you want to come to that, just go to totalwealthacademy.com/goal setting and reserve a seat. Come on up. Afterwards, we're going to have some champagne and snacks to celebrate having achieved writing down our goals. So if you want to come to that, go to totalwealthacademy.com/goal setting. This is open to members, guests, non-members, anybody hearing this, anybody you want to tell them, drag them down there, get those goals written down. It will change your life. So after he brought up that he's coming to the goal setting class tonight, he shared something really interesting to me. It's a quote from E. Stanley Jones. Now listen carefully. It's easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. I swear this is one of the most powerful comments I've ever heard on this subject. I love this because it coincides with a thing called momentum. It's like there was a catastrophe in Houston this weekend at an event, and everybody was calling me. I must have gotten, 115 phone calls about how awful it was. And I said, I am burnt out. So I go to bed, wake up in the morning, and guess what? 10 or 15 more messages. I don't want to call and talk about the same thing over and over again. I'm like, oh, Lord, what in the world am I going to do? How do I get myself going? I picked up the phone. Not wanting to do it. I dialed the number and started. I took action. Do you know by the time I got off that first phone call, I was excited about the other 10 or 15? Momentum, action, which leads to momentum, is an amazing tool. This is why I don't believe in eating the frog first. If you don't understand that, all it is that what people, very intelligent people say, have said, is in the morning, if you have 10 tasks, do the one you hate worst first. Eat the frog first. See, I don't like that. I like the frog in the middle or at the end. What I like is to build momentum by doing the easiest thing first. It just gets you going, get your circulation going, get your brain moving. And the next thing you know, you're happy to do those other chores, and solve those other problems. So this particular comment, let me read it again. It is easier to act your way into a new way of thinking than to think your way into a new way of acting. So, as I'm always whining and moaning about, take action. You want to change your life? Only one person can do it. It's you. Are you happy with your present financial position? No? What are you going to do about it? Your company's not going to help you. The government's not going to help you. You got to do it. Take action. For many of you, that first action step could be coming to the goal setting workshop tonight. Check out our office, see what we're doing, and get your goals written down and enjoy a little champagne. So I love this phrase, and thank you, Dan, for sending it to me. I definitely intend to use it in both my personal life and here on the radio show. And any other quotes that you as a listener like and you think would help me, please send them to me. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. All right, let's go to the next question. Looking for a property manager. Yeah, I've got them. It's real property managers. I'll email you a link to them. They are outstanding. They do both single family and apartments, and they are really great people. Oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to have them on the show. I will fire an email to them after the show. But yeah, Rajesh, I will send you a link to them after the show. All right, next question. Do you make your tenants, this is from Steven, do you make your tenants have renter's insurance? This is, for years, I never did. So you can get away without it, but I really think you should. And remember, if they have dogs and they're a dangerous breed, which is any dog that was bred for combat, they've got to insure them or you don't let them into your property. And remember, Stephen, make sure you're a beneficiary on the insurance policy. Your name has to be on that insurance policy for those dogs. But if they don't have dogs, I still suggest, yes, get them to have renter's insurance. And every time they renew their lease, you need a new copy of their current renter's insurance. So that I believe is the best practice. Is it something you have to do? The answer is no. Okay, next email question is, oh no, this is somebody that wants to reschedule a meeting with me. This is from Daniel, a different Daniel. I'm not seeing a question. It's just kind words about the radio show, which I truly appreciate. Now here's the question. Yeah, I'm not sure what the date is. What is today? It's got to be the 20th or something like that. It's the 22nd, thank you. Daniel, you have not started the eviction process and you still don't have your rent? I got to be hard on you, Daniel. You start the eviction on the 4th. Rent is late on the 1st. I'm sorry, due on the 1st, late on the 2nd. I begin eviction on the 4th. Because you've put it off for 22 days, it's now going to take you 22 days longer to get them out. So you need to call your judge today, find out if they have any little weird thing about evictions. They're not supposed to, but some of them do, like maybe an extra form or something. And you need to get that 3-day eviction notice on that tenant's door today. Text them and email them as well and call them if you need to, if you got good rapport. If you don't, call's not really necessary. But yeah, you got to start that eviction now and beat yourself up a little bit. It's rent is due on the 1st, late on the 2nd, start eviction. Put the 3-day notice on the 4th. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.